Did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? Yeah, not great for our already struggling environment. That's why I'm so excited to talk about our partner today, Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. And the concept is pretty simple. You just fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. I literally just tried out the laundry tablet, and instead of having to bring my huge container like I normally do down the hall, I just brought the one tablet and my clothes came out so clean, just as clean as normal. I'm fully on board. It just makes my life easier and I'm helping the environment. And the best part, Blue Land has a special offer for listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/dateable. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/dateable for 15% off. That's blueland.com/dateable to get 15% off.
Hi, I'm Yui Xu.
And I'm Julie Kraftchik.
We're active daters turned dating sociologists.
Here to dive into everything modern dating and relationships.
Welcome to the Dateable Podcast. Friends, we're back with another dating question for Brunch Talk. We hope you're ready and hungry because this is a question that's been on many people's minds.
And this is a good one. I think a lot of people could relate to this one.
And the question is, what would you do if you had judgmental friends or family when you're dating?
And for more context, I find my friends will judge a potential romantic interest by their looks and comment on how they aren't good enough for me. I'm not a teenager, I'm in my early 30s. It makes me feel confused, insecure, and like my standards aren't high enough. Help.
Oh, gosh. It doesn't feel good. I mean, I understand that your friends may have good intentions of saying you could do better, but it doesn't make you feel good at all.
No.
So I feel like in this circumstance, it's good to sit down with your friends and tell them that this does not make you feel good. It's not constructive. It's not productive. It actually makes you feel more insecure and it makes you question every person that you date and all of your dating choices.
At the end of the day, your friends and your family are not dating this person.
No.
Unless they are terrible to you. They really cannot comment about looks and if they're good enough. What does that even mean?
Yeah.
That's like such a BS metric. I think looks especially, it's like everyone's attracted to different things. If you're attracted to the person, why do they care?
Yeah.
Like, why does it need to have some certain like looks metric? Like, that's absurd. I don't want to minimize this, though, because I know one of my best friends is going through this and it's really freaking hard. Like, her family is
right
doing exactly what this person talked about, is really making it difficult to have a relationship with someone because they don't feel like they're good enough. And it's incredibly painful. It causes a huge rift between people. So I think ultimately, and this is like easier said than done, depending on your family, but it comes down to like, do they want a relationship with you at the end of the day? Like,
yeah.
By focusing so much on your partner and how they're not the right fit and good enough, if you truly are happy,
I know.
Like in this scenario though, like if let's say you break up with this partner, it feels like a lose-lose to me. Because then you hold resentment to your friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're with them, they are not, you know, encouraging and supportive. So really the only way is for them to get on board and for you to stay true to what you believe in. Like, I think I really do admire people that despite friends and family coming down hard can be like, no, this actually is the right person for me. And I want to be with this person.
We need to understand there's a difference in the tone of how someone criticizes your partner. They're either judgmental, which is going for all the superficial shit.
Yeah.
Your standards are too low with this person. They're not good enough for you. Or there's this constructive tone, which is I feel like you are a different person when you're around this partner, or I feel like you seem very down or not as happy or, you know, optimistic as before. That's constructive. So understand the difference between the two. If someone is judgmental about your partner, I read this great quote that said, if someone can't be happy for you, it means they can't be happy for themselves. Mm-hmm. Like there is something going on with themselves where they feel like maybe they're not at a point in their life that they want to be, or they're not with a partner that they think they should be with.
Yeah.
And they project that onto you. So even just understanding that removes the burden of that situation, right? Because now you're like, okay, this is something going on with them. And then maybe just turn to your friend and say, I actually feel like there may be something going on with you.
Yeah.
Do you want to discuss anything, right? I've seen a shift in who you have become. So what's going on in your life?
I mean, I'll speak from experience. I think that happens a lot with friendships. Like usually when you're like, oh, this person's not good enough for you, or they're not attractive enough. Because ultimately, like what you said, I like this, like, is it constructive or not? But it's what you're saying is one of them is all about you as the person, like you as the friend. And then the other is all about the other person. Like,
yeah,
how you are around the person. Like, I notice you're not yourself, or you're not happy, versus they're too short, or they're not educated enough, or whatever it is. So I think dissecting those two is super important. I agree with you 100%. But I know firsthand when I have put down friends, partners, it's because I didn't want to lose them.
Mm.
I didn't want to be the only single person anymore.
Mm,
I mean, I will never do this again, ever. I learned the hard way, but I'm so like embarrassed to even say this. But like three of my friends, we had an intervention with our friend about her partner, just saying like we didn't think he was good enough for her.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, two of us were single, including myself. The other one was in like a relationship, was barely off the ground. It was also kind of like in flux.
Yeah.
And we had no right to say this to her. And I think a lot of it was coming from like, yeah, he wasn't the mold that we thought that she should be with. But what does that mean? Like, why do we even have that mold? And
right,
if we're not going to be best friends with her partner, like he's not the type of person we'd be friends with. Like, who cares? As long as he's treating her well, we're not the ones dating him at the end of the day. But I think a lot of it came from the deep down fear that we were like losing her to this person. And luckily she was strong enough to just be like, no, this is my person and I'm going to stick with it. And now they're married with kids. So it's like, why do we have the right to say any of that to her? We didn't.
I know. If your friend came to you and was complaining to you about their partner, saying, I don't know if this is the right person for me, he doesn't treat me very well. Yeah, then you have every right to say, he's not the right person for you. Like, I can see that.
Yeah.
But if your friend seems happy, or at least on a track to being in a healthy relationship, right, it's like, there must be something going on for you.
Yeah.
To be that judgy.
It's hard though, because I feel like now, because of that experience, I swing the opposite way, that I'll never say anything.
Mm.
And I remember like a friend, you know, she met someone new, didn't really like go out anymore with her friends, stopped communicating. And I was like, oh, she just like got a new boyfriend. That's how she is. And it turned out he was like actually like abusive. And I didn't say anything ever, because like, I was like, I'm not going to get involved with this. And I think like there is a line of like, when do you say something versus when do you leave it alone as a friend? I think it really comes down to behavior at the end of the day. Is it that you're just like focusing on the superficials, or like how the person is treating your friend?
Well, then it goes back to, this sounds harsh, but it's everyone's responsibility for themselves to express what is going on in their relationship, whatever they choose to express. But as a friend on the other side of this, all we can say is, I will be there for you no matter what.
Yeah.
That is not specific to your relationship or to your partner. I will be there for you no matter what. Okay. Then your friend can interpret that in whichever way you want. So I think going back to the person who asked this question, if you have judgmental friends, you can just say, all I'm asking for you guys to do is just be there for me.
Yeah.
I don't need your opinion. I don't need you to intervene. I don't need you to be the third in this relationship.
Yeah.
Just be there for me, like I will be there for you.
I really like that. I want to go into parents, because I think that's like another slippery slope.
Yeah.
That's a little different than friends.
Yeah.
But before we do, let's hear a few messages from our sponsors.
Confession. I have a secret about how I've been able to update my wardrobe with only high quality but affordable pieces these last few years. And now I have to let the secret out, because they're sponsoring this episode. It's called Quince. Yeah, if you know, you know. Quince has premium European linen dresses, gorgeous washable silk tops, luxurious cashmere. And the best part, they're priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands, because they partner directly with top factories. So no more middleman, and that's why it costs less to you. I know Julie got herself some nice cashmere pieces, and at only $50 a sweater, come on. And I recently ventured into home goods. I got myself some premium cotton percale sheets. Ultra cooling and just feels like a five-star hotel every night, and it's so perfect for the upcoming hot months. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/dateable for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/dateable to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/dateable.
By now, you've probably heard me raving about Osea. I'm obsessed with their Mega Moisture Duo, and I even caught my partner using it the other day because he smelled like seaweed. Now that's hot, right? You know who else would love Osea? Your mom, or your friends that are moms, or if you're a mom, because being a mom is hard work, and I think all moms deserve a spa day this Mother's Day. And what better way to make every day a spa day than with Osea's Mega Moisture Duo? And right now, you can even get an additional 10% off your first order with our code DATEABLE at OseaMalibu.com. Treat moms to the everyday spa experience she deserves with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code DATEABLE at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use the code DATEABLE for 10% off. This episode is sponsored by Fleur. You know, on the show, we're all about finding you different avenues to meet new people and find the right apps for you, especially if you're the type of person who wants to explore your sexual side and desires a bit more. Fleur is a sex-positive dating app that prioritizes women's desires. Hell yeah. Sex is not something to be ashamed of. It's probably one of the most essential components of a relationship. Yet, especially for women, there's so much shame around the topic. So we love that with Fleur, you can explore yourself and your desires with other like-minded people. And that's the key. We love how open-minded Fleur is, whether it's for one-night stands, friends with benefits, sexting, no-strings-attached encounters, or long-term relationships. There are no forbidden desires, only mandatory respect and consent. So one of my friends tried Fleur the other day, and she absolutely loved how it felt more like a party than a dating app. She also found it fun to play the Fleur Sparks game, which is a card game in the chats that helps people on the app learn more about each other in a way that feels a bit more lighthearted and fun. So if you're looking for a new avenue that sparks passion, or you just want to try something new, definitely visit Fleur.com or download Fleur in the App Store, because pleasure awaits.
Want relationship advice from one of the leading experts in the field of couples therapy? Then Reimagining Love is for you. Hosted by one of our favorite guests on Dateable, Dr. Alexandra Solomon. She is a clinical psychologist, couples therapist, professor, and award-winning author. It is your destination for profound, enlightening discussions about love, family, intimacy, and everything in between. But more than that, she gives us the opportunity to reimagine ourselves, our relationships, and our world. So on the show, Dr. Alexandra gives in-depth, research-backed takes on topics like dating, jealousy, communication, commitment, personal growth, and features notable guests from the worlds of therapy, academia, and pop culture, such as me and Julie from Dateable, among other people you may have heard of, like Esther Perel, Susan Cain, and Emily Nagoski. Her podcast is incredible, definitely worth a listen. We loved being on it, and we love having Dr. Alexandra on our show. So you can find her podcast, Reimagining Love, wherever you get your podcasts.
So parents, I think this one's harder than friends in a way.
This one's hard.
Parents, I think, are harder, but I think a lot of times parents, it comes from some vision they hold of who they thought you'd end up with.
Yeah.
And when someone is not that vision, depending on your parents, they may have a lot of opinions. And I think ultimately, again, it comes down to all the stuff we've been talking about. Like, is it that this just superficials, or the way that you are, or the way they're treating you? Those are all very different things. But let's say it's just superficial stuff, because that's what this listener wrote in too. Mm-hmm. I think it comes down to like, hey, I know you have a vision of who you thought I'd end up with. I know myself and what's right for me. And I know once you get to know this person more, you'll see why we're right for each other.
I totally get how hard it is for parents, because they have one goal, which is to make sure that you are safe.
Yeah.
Right? They want to make sure that you are taken care of. And if they don't sense that, or they don't know if you're getting that or not, of course, they're going to start questioning if you're with the right person. But this also is a great time, and I've learned this with my parents, is instead of battling them and trying to defend my partner, I actually want to understand from my parents' point of view, what is it about my partner or this relationship that's making you feel like I am unsafe or I am not taken care of? Because maybe there are some things that I'm overlooking.
Yeah.
It's always good to understand where your parents are coming from. Hopefully they're on the same team. And if you seek understanding what they're feeling in your relationship, then they'll also start be willing to see what you're seeing in that relationship. You know, you don't need to defend your partner, but you can start saying, well, I feel safe and I feel taken care of in these ways. It just opens up a conversation.
I think that's really good. I think it also comes down to what the reason is that your parents think that you're unsafe. I agree with you fully. It comes down to them wanting to protect you.
Yeah.
But sometimes we have to acknowledge our parents grew up in different generations than us too.
Totally.
Like if, let's say the comments are racist or like classist, like maybe that's not actually justified. And
totally.
I think by understanding though, like you were saying, opening the conversation of what is the concern, then you can say like, oh, is this actually feedback that I should take into account? Or is this just them living in a different generation, them holding views that are not aligned with mine, whatever that may be? And I mean, we could go into a whole episode on that topic alone. Those are really hard situations to be in when your parents, like there's nothing wrong with your partner. They just don't accept them because of their own past views. So understanding and really coming to terms of where it's coming from is so pivotal in how you address this. Like, do you lean on their advice versus like, do you hold your own and be like, actually, no, this is not how it is?
Right. These are all good data points for you to understand, but also to seek understanding from your friends and your family. So thank you for this question. It's a difficult situation to navigate, but you can either grow from this or you can just die from this. So why don't you use this opportunity to really grow from it?
I think the last thing I want to add to this too is sometimes your friends and family could walk all over you if you're wishy-washy yourself. So holding your ground, especially if it's all superficial and it's really nothing to do with like the way someone treats you or anything of that sort in the way you are around them, like it's purely like they don't think they're good enough for some superficial reason. I think this is your time to really stand your ground. And that's what's going to get them to back off more than like fighting with them. Just being really transparent and being like, I believe in this relationship. Because at that point, like, what can they really do?
Right. Well, disown you, but that's cool. Maybe it's worth it for a few years.
Then you got to decide what's worth it to you ultimately.
Thank you for this question. For all of you, you're going through stuff too. Ask your dating questions. You can email us hello@datablepodcast.com. You can DM us on Instagram @datablepodcast, or you can write us a rating and review like this person did, and you get bumped to the front of the queue. So just give us 5 stars, and in the body of your review, you can just ask your question there.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
The Dateable Podcast is part of the Frolic Media Network. Find more podcasts you'll love at frolic.media/podcasts. You can follow us on Instagram @datablepodcast and visit datablepodcast.com for access to all the episodes and our premium programs. Also, make sure to subscribe today if you haven't already on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform so you are the first to get all the latest episodes. And most importantly, stay dateable.